¿Dónde es Toro? Can you get in, Christopher?
Number 2.
Well, I'm going to shut the door now. Be careful. Are you belted in, Christopher?
You can shut the door.
Watch that arm on that chair, look.
This. Oh, that goes up.
I beg your pardon? No.
Hey, two in the garden with a bum in the air going up the garden with an aeroplane. Did he come round?
No.
Did he come round and see you? But we sit indoors yesterday afternoon. Well, there's 5 on up, and somebody went to all them houses, but they never come to yours or mine.
Well, we thought it was either a rent man or somebody collecting for the council.
Well, or that silver Granada.
Yeah, I saw the
car.
Anyway,
Al now said he went back to see Al at 6:30 last night.
Well, he should have been round with a helicopter, a plane, like the boat that was at the house. Did I want to buy a boat on the house? What you found?
Mine was
30-something
when I had mine.
It's a racket.
Racket, I think.
What
are
you going to
say
about that?
Big
wood gun
at the
road. No, it's... Well, I mean, I'm not surprised you want to take a picture of our garden because it's a mess, but I thought you'd have taken a picture of yours and sold you.
I'm
probably
the most heavenly
without shaving. Yeah, I'm going swimming. Yeah, I'm on holiday. And you're being taped, you know.
What about some people are you now?
Okay, I'm on holiday. I don't give two hoots about people who know you.
Half term,
yeah, half term for a nice week. I mean, I need a rest.
Cool.
I think I've earned it, don't you?
Yeah, I think
yeah. Yeah, working hard. Anyway, the water awaits us. I've got me soap. In fact, the only thing, I'm hoping Robert's packed me the razors. I'll have a shave when I'm there, you know. Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Was it?
She said it gets really cold if she won't come out.
Yeah.
She'll be asleep by the time we get
there. Is
it heat? Yeah, it's lovely there, yeah. It's just a metre at both ends and then it shelves down to 1.5 metres in the middle. And it's great. It's warm. It's, you know, it's about body heat, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, 31 degrees, yeah. You get in there, it's lovely. And even Rebecca can stay in for about 20-25 minutes.
Yeah, Sue had told me the other day that she won't come out because she's really cold.
Yeah, you've dropped your weeds.
What?
You got lots of people then, have you, coming today?
Yes, yeah. Hundreds of them. Yeah, well,
so what time's the first shift?
Harry Gumlock.
Oh. Building a nest.
He's now been indoors with one. Yeah, so there's one indoors, running about indoors.
A live one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't worry
about it. No, that doesn't matter. Mate, you sit that night and they come from under one chair and shoot under another.
And does he catch him again? Yeah. Will he catch him again?
Yeah.
Right, well, we'll see you later. Okay, we'll have do a few strokes. Yeah, it will be. See you later. Just speak into that, will you? Speaking of that? Well, there was a lady came round the other day, you know, asking for volunteers to tape, you know, conversation between people and yourselves and family, you know. Yeah, well, you obviously, she was looking for a gentleman within a certain age range. You just didn't quite qualify, you two. See you later. Pardon? Yeah. What does that mean? Come on then. What's the matter now?
Right.
Oh, I was going anyway.
It wasn't going. turn it on?
Yeah, it's on now.
Oh, did you turn it on when it's on too?
Yeah. Well, it'll hear, because the car engine was going. Right, come on. Right, is everybody strapped in?
Yeah.
Right, okay. God, it's like driving a bus.
Penny, that I stole
because
she's riding
because all
her dogs
are riding. Does the cat carry the mouse across?
Yeah.
He's having you on, you know, about that one.
I know he is. I know, I'm not daft. Did you hear the remark about the swimsuit? I showed him Rebecca's swimsuit. He said, God, you're wearing that thing off. I'm swimming as well.
Alright. No, he said that fellow was, last night, who was calling round all the doors, was selling an aerial photograph. More Peters, he said. I said, no, they must have cut the film off there. £20, then.
I think Janet bought one of them. That's a picture taken from a helicopter or an aeroplane. Usually an aeroplane. Oh, I'm tired. No, it's a lie, I'm not tired. I'm just...
gardens on the round here.
Yeah.
Nice frame that is. Barry the monkey, that's hanging here. Little car toy.
Where is it?
I think so. I think it's been closed for a long time, actually.
Getting on with that,
aren't
I?
Doing a good job.
You fancy that,
do you? What?
A house,
though. Oh, somebody will be doing it up themselves. It'll be a smart house.
On a bad bend, though,
isn't
it?
Not really.
That's where the shop used to be, you're right, yeah. Yeah, it is
shop. Yeah. Oh, flies. It's all
been
closed ages,
huh? Yeah, I remember that time we saw there. So, we were sitting on the old house, didn't we?
I would put in for that if it came on.
Would you?
I think so. Well, it would be silly not to, wouldn't it? Give it a go.
Well, it wouldn't be much different to what you're doing now. But you maybe... Would you be paid more?
Not much.
Much more, but it wouldn't be a lot different, would it? I don't know how well time's thought of, though. I don't know any of the parents in the area.
I'm the only parent. I knew. Yes, and
she was pleased.
I think Turner's dad, Paul Timmy Turner's dad, was the chairman of Gunners.
Oh, he thought they were good, didn't he? Oh, and that little boy was a prophet at school, Nicholas, he went there, didn't he?
He's still there, aren't he?
Is he? Oh, well, she's obviously decided she likes it. I don't know if she's run out of school to send him.
Yeah.
Probably
a bit nearer the mark. That's one of the drawbacks though, to village school.
It can be very nice and very
cosy,
but...
See, that also epitomises what I was saying before, you know, I mean, if I'm there, you could be stuck there for the remainder. Oh, yeah. And there's always the danger of it could have been changed, and then... You've got the whole curriculum area to look after. Instead of having three to look after, I'll probably end up having to look after seven or eight.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you see, I don't know. I see what you mean, but I don't know whether a move would be the answer, because I think if you were to stay and teach, this is what's going to happen.
I mean, there's must be a time when it settles.
Wherever you go, there's going to be all these upheaval. Let's face it, if the Tories don't get in this time, pray God they don't, Labour's going to completely alter everything that's gone before. They'll keep very little in.
No, and that doesn't fill me with any great...
But I mean, which you look and you think, well, which is the worst? It's going to be bad with whoever's in charge, really.
No. Scottish Nationalists.
At least from the point of the Labour, at least most of them send their kids through the state system, so they've got a little more idea of what they're talking about. But that still boils down to the fact that everybody thinks they know how schools work. Because they've been to school themselves. I get fed up talking about it. Like, all we ever do is talk about school and other people's children.
Well, it's never too far from the back of your mind, though, is it, really?
No. It's funny, I mean, I find I'll see something, I'll think, oh, so-and-so would like that. Why am I thinking about other people's kids? Why are they like that? Go on, you naughty boy. Silly thing.
Pheasant. Ran across the road. They normally do that. It's a good job. It was in the grass verge. I saw the...
There's a male locust.
Yeah, very colourful, yeah. There's lots of them about. It's probably from around here, actually.
Could be off this pole farm. Well, no, he's pretty partridge, not present, doesn't he? She's gone to sleep. Poke her awake to sleep now. I always want to paint that a different colour.
It's a bit garish.
better go and do the paint this week then.
Line of washing. They close this pub down, you know, listen to somebody talk about it. Because there were drugs going on in here. Yeah, there were drugs.
Well, I know, I heard a different tale. I heard that he fell out with his wife and he tried to kill her.
Oh.
I can't remember who told me, but I'm sure it was that one. Oh, it was Janet told me when we went shopping, Christmas shopping.
And you can have a look, and if they're any good.
Yeah, well, I'll see what cash I've got left as well, because I've got a lot of money. I'm hoping I'll have to check what we've got. If not, we can draw it all out in cash, which could be a drag.
Well, before we go over to Colchester, we'll go into Framlingham and get a one drawn up. It was a lot easier when they used to give them to you over the counter.
I know it was. We've all got computerised.
Oh, he's got a Russell just like ours. That guy. That's a familiar
little dog. These trees are taking nice,
aren't they? Nice to see the sunshine on the place again,
isn't it? Really cool. It's put a different perspective on things.
Really colourful.
Nice area. Just how you get used to it.
Take it for granted like everything else. Well.
Will be.
Just come out there.
It's spread out really.
Elongated. Linear, I think, is a geographical expression.
Sorry?
Linear. Yeah. Follows a row.
I love the day in Norwich, maybe this summer.
Yeah, we've been promising that for the last...
No, for the last year. We've been saying we'll go
2 years,
Norwich,
isn't it?
For the day. I'd like to go... Dad went to look at the cathedral, knowing all this court business was on. And 2 hours at recess, so he went to look at the cathedral with Stephen. Mum mentioned it, and she said, oh, I think I'll go and have a look round. She said, when all this is over, Dad swears he'll never set foot in Norwich again. I said, that's silly, because it is a lovely city. The lambs, look, little black lamb. You see the lambs, Chris? Yeah, there's a little black lamb there as well.
I didn't see it.
There's only one.
It's more on this side, look.
Have a look this side, see if they've got any lambs? No, they all look
fat.
Yes,
they have.
Yes, they have one or two, they're quite big ones actually. When they can get to the lamb any time now, can't they?
Just about, yeah. Mint sauce.
Daddy, we're going to enter the shrub.
When?
Snowdrops all along there.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Jonas goes up the mushroom jar.
Oh, yes.
Spring,
I'll give her a ring today when I get back home.
Yeah, good idea. I wonder if she'd let me have some more straw and hay as well. I could do with really clearing out the goats. Yeah. They've been deep littered all winter, but they could perhaps do with the cleaning. So that's not bad in there.
Well, if I could dig a hole in the garden, we can get rid of some of that stuff.
Well, that's it.
Get rid of it.
It's good because it mulches down well.
Hey, look. That's the way to do it.
Chicken coop, yeah. Nice one, that, no? I like these bungalows. I think I must
be a bungalow person. One boy. Lurcher.
Yeah.
Lurcher.
Yeah. Squid.
Oh, the looking dogs.
They are.
Right, here we are then.
I'm telling Rebecca away.
Stradbroke swimming pool.
Say that, Andrew, and you're always wrong. It's always busy on Sunday. Lots of nice car, isn't it? Is that that one? What's that one in the car?
It's an America.
American.
It's Mazda, right?
Right.
I'll tell you what.
I bet it's this family's here. I bet it's this lot that comes to it.
Okay. I think they'll be the Golf GTI or the Volvo.
Right, I'll take my phone off. I've got to wake her up. I'll give you the money then, Carl. What is it, you usually six something?
Yeah, five.
Can you ask about the swim ring? Did you bring your wallet?
Yeah.
Can you ask about...
Armbands?
Yeah. Armband, I meant, sorry. Hang on, there's a car pulling out.
Mazda.
Robert, you've left your swimming bag in the car.
It's American because it's got the controls on the left hand side. Have we got everything out of the car? Is everything locked up? Robert, wait. Right, you two. Have you got everything there? That is, it's electric. It's an electricity sign. So you have to be very careful. It's probably the generator for the pool. Up the steps carefully. How far can you swim like a brick? Hello. Two adults, please, and two children.
£2.32, please.
Pences. That's I'm all right for those, thanks. Now, goggles. Yeah.
Well, we definitely need a pair of armbands.
Well, we need a pair of both.
You can always borrow armbands if you want.
Can you?
You can lend your pair of goggles if you don't want to buy them.
Yeah. Well, we do need to get some armbands for Andrew. I think whatever. I think we should buy the armbands because Chris Andrew needs them.
Well, can we buy a pair?
And perhaps borrow the goggles for this week.
That's if we've got any. Armbands, swim trainer.
Yeah, there's two different sizes.
It's for this one.
Well, there's ones for 6 to 12 years, they're like big, or there's they look like
smaller.
6 to 12. 6 to 12, okay. Yeah. There we are. And can I borrow a pair of goggles? Okay.
Yeah, if you ask when you go
right now. Carlos, see you
out there, right? Right, okay.
You've got 220?
You might as well buy them. Well, I'm... God, it was. We'll see how much they are in the sports shop. We'll see you in there. Has he gone in?
Where's Chris?
Come on then.
Have we got the goggles?
No, we've got to ask for them when you get inside. He's probably gone in. Oh, well, there he's holding the door. Look, thank you. Right, Chris, come on. Yeah, this'll do over here.
Oh, you want some of that?
Let's put these down here. Now, hang on, Andrew, put your coat and stuff up there for now.
I will.
Do we just leave them and not put them in the locker?
Oh, no, just put them up here. Because now that we're in the swimming pool getting changed, I'll turn this off.
A lot of myths surrounding Down syndrome children as to what they can and can't do, you see. And,
it was good to see them in the bath anyway, having a good old splash about, you know.
Yeah, she said she hasn't. I said, do you bring her every week? She said, no, she said, we haven't been for ages.
That's what she said to me.
Because I said, I'm really surprised. I thought you must come at least every week because she seems to be so confident in the water.
She said she hadn't been for a while. And then she said, it, you know, they wondered how she was going to get on in the water.
Oh, no, she's fine. Yeah, because they're not supposed to. See, there again, Down syndrome children are not supposed to be able to float. Well, she was doing a...
Well, she had some floats on, I don't know, but...
Well, she's only a top, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember reading, I think it's her father who owns one of the bookshops in Woodbridge, and he had this book on display, you know, he sort of... advertised it, if you like. Well, it's properly published and everything, but he had it as a book available in his store, and there was an advert in the Anglin about it. And I remember reading that she said, that he said, daughter, who had the child, that it totally knocked them for six. They never dreamt that it could happen because she wasn't in the risk age group or anything. It just never crossed their minds that it might happen, and they were totally... They just didn't know what to think.
Was there any explanation
really
of it?
No. And she's gone on to have a normal little boy, you see? Just a fluke of nature. Nothing else. She's younger than me. She's in her 20s. And theoretically,
she looks older.
Yeah, but she's not. She's in her 20s.
She looked about mid-30s, I thought.
No, she's not. She's not as old as that. I think she was 20. Oh, there's the pygmies. They've got them tethered. Yes, yeah. In fact, she's obviously gone on without. It was awful when she was pregnant, second time round. She didn't make a big thing of being pregnant, but you could tell she was pregnant. But I never quite liked to say to her, just in case they had the amulet or whatever it is.
Well, they will have done, won't they?
Not to go ahead. You can't have that till 16 weeks. By then, you should, show, don't you? Anyway, she's having a little boy and he's fine. He's got a cold, that's why he wasn't in today.
And it was mum and dad, wasn't it?
Sorry?
Was
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, dad had got the baby outside, yeah. I don't know him at all, I've never met him. But I used to...
So where do they live then?
Well, they live in the catchment area of Fram because she used to go to the twos group.
Mm-hmm.
And I think her little daughter goes to the rainbow thing off and on, Kate doing her largesse, like the heathens in
She didn't know who I was, obviously.
No, I don't go around saying who you are.
Right.
It's nice, a breath of fresh, rare air, if you like, when people don't know. I'll tell you who else was there, the lady who used to do caretaking for you at school. Had a little girl a month before Becca was born.
Cotton? Blonde haired lady. Oh, the other little lady, yes, the other lady.
Lady with black hair.
The one whose baby kept on being very, very quiet.
That's
never...
right. She's still quiet and she's still tiny. She looks nowhere near as old as Rebecca and she's a month older.
I never saw her.
No, she'd got out of the pool, you see. I didn't recognise her. She said, oh, it looks like all the promise here, and I was already talking to Evelyn. And I kept trying to place it. It was only when she said, oh, Rebecca was born a month after, she's dyed her hair a different colour. I just didn't recognise her at all. But, yeah. What's she called? Her little girl? Michelle, I think, or Michaela. We haven't met them anyway.
Eminem.
But, well, Evelyn was asking me about reading and writing. First of all, she asked, did Chris still go to rainbow, you see? And I said, no. I said we decided it didn't suit him. Oh, she said, why was that? I said, well, I had a bit of a run in, the lady who ran it. I didn't agree that he should be compelled to do singing, and she thought he should. I said, we had an opinion and we decided it was interesting to me. Oh, she said, it's silly making do that. I said, and very quickly, I said, don't get me wrong. I said, kids who enjoy going to that sort of thing, it's great. And fine, if it's all right for them, so it just wasn't the right place for Christopher. I don't want anybody accusing me of causing bad feeling or trying to upset her trade. I mean, we know she's rubbish, but I just said, well, children who enjoy it, they're fine, they enjoy it. So I said, but he never really settled. And we felt that between us, we've got over 20 years experience working with children, we reckon we knew a little bit more about what makes children tick. Do you agree?
Yeah, it's fair enough, sir.
Yeah, well, I thought I've got to be careful that I don't sound too
pompous.
Know
it all.
Well, no, not so much that, but I'm not sure that other lady, the one whose baby was born just out before Becky, you see, and I thought I could just imagine her being saying something and getting moulded a different way, And then I thought, I'll bother it, I'm entitled to my opinion. And I made the point that...
Yeah, you have done it more than one occasion.
Didn't suit Christopher.
So what did she say?
She said, well, her little boy, Christopher, loves him. He's a quiet child, you see. thrives on that kind of thing. But he was always quiet when we were at the twos to threes. And as she said, he enjoys it. He goes to play group. I think he must go to Dennington play group because he's gone to Dennington school, and he enjoys sitting down and he lights up the books and he started writing. And she said, actually said, I'm really panicking because I'm frightened that I might be teaching him wrong. And I said, well, why don't you pop in and have a word at the school? No, I've got one for the kid. £1. Yes, I've got one.
Yeah.
I've got it.
We'll have a check of the bag. Have a check first. If you think they're good, we'll have 150 a bag.
Oh, look at the horse.
Are you going to use? Can you use all of those, or is there too many?
No, because if nothing else, the goats.
Can you carry?
Hang on. No, you can't get out, Andrew.
You should. No, don't get him because you have to, Sue. Look here. No, I've got 50p. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, we said that. Hang on, hang on. Have a look. If they're good, we'll get them. If they're not, don't get them. Do you want a bag? Hang on, I'll give you a hand. You're going to have to move that swimming bag because I'm going to put a bag of carrots in. Which one do you want, Sue?
That one's got a big fly walking about in it. Have one of these first, but I'll put the 150 down. So. That one, that's nice, they're nice and firm. They're firm.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them further down will be a bit wiggly worm. But the goats will eat them.
Right.
You've got one or two soft ones in there.
Let go.
The goats will eat them.
That's one of ours, that's just, you know, put it in the bag, and that one. What do I mean? Right, God, they're heavy. There's a good 25 kilos here, I'd have thought. Hold them safe.
It's a like.
Nice. Lounge, dining room, study.
Is there?
Yeah, it's a study.
That'd be a small study then.
Yeah, it's about the size of our bathroom and toilet put together. Study's there.
Well, where's their bathroom toilet? Upstairs, is
upstairs,
it?
Everything will be upstairs.
Not much garden, though, is there?
It's quite a lot. It goes round the side, round that way. It's a big L shape.
Yeah.
And you've got all this round the back here.
I don't even know how much it is. Yeah.
Really, really. I mean, all right, the pub garden's next to it.
Yeah, there's that. If you have any noise.
I don't know, that wouldn't be one.
Trust Andrew's fine.
But the pub, there's nobody in the pub.
It's your catchment area again, though, isn't it?
Well,
Brandish's Wilby. It's Wilby catchment and Stradbroke.
Yeah. Oh, there's a garden.
Oh, yeah. I'll see that. No.
I just wanted to see what it had downstairs. It was typically new. It was a lounge, not much bigger than the one we've got now. in fact, I think the lounge and the dining room area was probably a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
But a bigger kitchen, a downstairs loo.
We'll probably have a bathroom upstairs as well.
Yeah, oh yes, it would have. And a small dining room.
Do you want to move then? Is that what you
want to
do?
Oh. No, we couldn't afford it. We couldn't sell our house. So.
Anyone can sell anything at the moment.
I think something like that would be going for about 85,000.
Sorry?
Well, it's been built for a year. It's been up for ages, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they sold it.
At
the wrong time. I mean, they built it at the wrong time, didn't they? They missed the boat.
It's just its location. Well,
that's we just need to decorate and then we'll feel better about ours.
Ours have got bigger garden. Yeah. I don't like that one because of its proximity to the pub.
Yeah, well, Robert said why we stopped, so I said I think we're looking because it said typical new house, and then he wants to see what typical new house is now offer.
I just want to see some ideas, Robert, really, you know.
Was it?
Sorry, I thought. Just ideas for decoration and...
I'm going to have my kitchen rose pink up beside it.
I think the toilet needs to be... Well, if I do the toilet this week...
The bathroom.
Well, the toilet needs to do it anyway.
It needs to be done white, doesn't it?
If I do that... Well, we're going to do our room at Easter time, I think.
Yeah, we should.
I've got that targeted
we'll
week for an Easter
to do
job.
It this holiday, Robert.
The bathroom and the
and
kitchen.
I'm working in March. I don't know what I'm doing April yet, but I'm definitely working March.
Yeah, nobody knows what's happening in April time. So.
It cuts into the week. I mean, that sounds terrible. You're only working a few days, but surprising the teaching days I do, that really does cut into my time at home. Not that I mind, but it just means things like painting and decorating.
I'm just trying to get my bearings.
I'm sure Brandish's will be.
Oh, it is.
That's a nice one. We got there fine. You'd be terrified that that was dropped a bit, wouldn't you? Like that one at Devon.
That's here, I think, is it?
No, I just noticed it was empty.
And you're miles from anywhere, are you?
Well, look at me now. I'm just walking to pram.
You can get in.
I can get into pram, and if I need to go to the doctor's, I can get to the doctor's, which unfortunately is necessary.
Yeah, we're going to look out for all those. We're going to look at all those amenities.
Oh, I've got fun.
Are those carrots all right, Andrew?
Quite many of them grew up there. Colchester and I won't remember what I want. Tonight, and I'll be kicking myself because I'll forget things.
Yeah.
And I've got to get Chris's birthday.
Don't be training.
Some school trousers for Robert.
Yeah.
Some clothes for Rebecca.
But she's asleep, is she?
She's going. She enjoyed herself. She liked herself.
Shut her eyes off.
Just about. She likes her slipper bag.
She can stay, yeah.
Like
stay awake, Hawksley, till you get home. Stay awake.
It's
on the floor.
Yeah,
it's a foot.
One that she had at the pool, she threw on the floor. In disgust because I put back in the carry pot thing.
Rebecca won't start.
I said Rebecca's not too till September. That's a nice one, though. I think that's the one that's sold. 85 tower that's gone for. Oh, it's got a sale agreed on it.
This one's looking on.